Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
The Thunder have taken the NBA by storm. For the first time, the NBA champion resides in Oklahoma City. The storybook season is complete.
The best player in the league was the best player in the finals. So SGA wins regular season MVP and finals MVP. It puts him on a pretty awesome list with Shaq and Lew Alcindor and Michael Jordan of doing the double.
Is that the entire list?
No, but that's a big part of it.
Yeah, that's a good list. That's an impressive list.
I think Jokic too, maybe?
I had a moment last night watching SGA try to play defense on Pascal Siakam in the post. And they were up 16 at the time, was the Thunder. And SGA was battling his ass off against the bigger and taller and stronger Siakam. And I was like, man, look at that. The effort that the MVP is playing with. And their whole team plays with that effort. I love how hard they all play. And they play unified team defense. They are a very, very compelling an attractive team to watch if you can get past the fact that they're from the basketball hotbed of Oklahoma City. And frankly, a lot of like very casual NBA fans still struggle with that as a concept. Like, what the hell?
Well, struggle with the fact that it's the Supersonics.
It's the Supersonics.
Yeah.
Like, pour one out for Jack Sikma.
I get that. Here's the list. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
SGA.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't happened in 12 years. LeBron James.
This is full season MVP and NBA Finals MVP.
LeBron James in 2013 and 2012. Tim Duncan in 2003. Shaq in 2000. His numbers that season were absurd. In the finals, Shaq went 38 points, 17 rebounds, and 3 blocks.
That's hilarious.
Yes, yeah, that's pretty good.
He was hard to defend.
Michael Jordan in 98 and 96. Because, you know, people had fatigue of him being the best player in the league. Karl Malone. Hakeem Olajuwon in 94. Jordan in 92 and 91.
Wait, so Jordan did it 4 times.
Magic Johnson in 87. Larry Bird in 86. Larry Bird in 84.
Wow.
Moses Malone in 83.
Foe.
At the time, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was Lew Alcindor in 1971, and he did it 27-19 for all those games for Lew Alcindor. And Willis Reed in 1970.
Wow.
There's your list.
Willis Reed in 70. That's not the year that Willis Reed got hurt and came off the bench in the famous finals game. Maybe
yep.
It was.
Game 7.
So he's the MVP, even though he just played that little bit in Game 7.
He averaged 24 and 14 for the playoffs.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that'll work.
I mean, those are all timers. Every one of those people is like Hall of Famer, arguably top 10, top 20 player in the history of the sport.
Yes. Yeah.
And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
He's got a chance. He's really special, and I know that people call him a foul hunter and all of that, but just like James Harden, if you find a glitch in the Matrix and you're able to exploit it, then go exploit it.
The 11th overall pick in the 2018 NBA draft.
By the Clippers, right?
Yep. Tyrese Haliburton, actually by the Charlotte Hornets and then traded to the Clippers, but who's counting? Tyrese Haliburton, the 12th overall pick. Jalen Williams, the 10th overall pick. That all seems very relevant to me with the Bulls picking 10th in this upcoming draft.
We'll get to the Bulls in a second. I enjoy this finals, and I always think it's weird when – and the ratings will come out for the finals, and we'll find out this is the lowest-rated finals in forever because of the markets. And I'm not sure if you just enjoy ball, why that matters to you. Like, Bomani always talks about the idea of, like, you're not a stockholder, and I agree with him wholeheartedly. You're not a stockholder. Well, maybe you are in Disney. Maybe you have some Disney stock. But you shouldn't be worried about that part of it. I thought there was some really entertaining basketball that was played throughout this series, and it was just damn fun. Even if it were two of the smallest, if not the smallest, cities in the NBA.
It was really fun. And Indiana, I mean, give it up for Rick Carlisle, who I thought coached his ass off these entire playoffs.
He did.
And it, like, even in game six, it's not like they just kind of held on in a nail biter to force game seven. They beat the bejesus out of and seemed to have evolved again. Like, they figured out some other ways. And last night's plan to use Haliburton the way that they were was further proof of coaching and thought and evolution, and that whole bunch plays really well. And last night was good. First half was incredible. And actually, even in the fourth quarter, that team was busting their ass to come back.
They were trying. And TJ McConnell, what he did in the series for when Haliburton was out was impressive. What he did in the third quarter last night,
it's crazy,
was impressive. The fact that, because you would think, like, oh, this game's completely over. But because McConnell had played so well in previous games,
you didn't
walk away feeling like that the Pacers didn't have a chance.
It caught up to him a little bit.
He got
blocked by Holmgren at one point.
Chet Holmgren's defense, as much as anything, and I love SGA, Chet Holmgren's defense in the second half of that game is why Indiana didn't complete the comeback. Because I think they had gotten it down to either 10 or 8. And you're like, oh, like, it was one of those things where, like, I was like, let me start packing up my night and getting ready for bed. And then I'm like, no, I'm going to watch how this plays out. And then there was a play.
I think it was 9 right there between 10 and 8.
I think you're right. There was 9. And then there was a play where they came down and he made a block. And I was like, oh,
yeah.
And then what did he end up with, 5 blocks or something like that in the game?
Something like that. He definitely affected things. One more Pacer to shout out, by the way.
Siakam?
No. When they needed somebody to just be relentless and explosive at the end, Benedict Mathurin was on one, just trying to get to the rim every single time, throwing his body at people and at the floor willy-nilly. And I had a moment watching him being like, man, sometimes a dude at the end of his first contract is just starting to show you a little bit of what's possible. And, like, that guy's explosive offensive energy, like, if he plays like that, like, that kind of attack, it makes you think about investing in somebody like
he's
that.
He's a frustrating player because
he
gives you a game like this. And what was it, game 4 where he scored 27 points? He gives you those type of games. And then there are other games where you're like, is he playing tonight?
I know. Yeah,
I haven't seen him.
And it's like, and it's a conundrum of whether to invest. I suspect the Pacers are not going to be able to invest in him, you know, with everything else that they're going to have to invest in and keep things going. So I don't know, but I was impressed with his aggressiveness and heart last night.
And let me just say, as far as environment for basketball, and because Oklahoma City is not a pro city other than the Thunder, I like the environment of their games, their home games. Like, it is loud. People are into it. They have their own chants. Like, it's fun when teams, they will wear all blue all the time. They will section it off and do blue and white and blue and white. And I dig that. Like, I dig that there are still places where the community aspect of a team is still a thing. And it's like that in Indy as well. And in Indianapolis, like, you could feel the stress of what used to be Conseco Fieldhouse. Like, you can feel it, and you can feel like that. And I know that in most places where there's finals, that there's going to be an energy, but the energy you have in a place like Miami is very different from what you have in Oklahoma City.
I agree.
And
I'm
not saying that one's better than the other. I'm just saying that I like that there is a uniqueness to what's happening in Oklahoma City.
I'm thinking of that bucket mouth blonde who flipped off. Was it Joakim Noah she flipped off?
Oh yeah.
In Miami?
Yes.
God. Just loathsome. Oh, man.
See, your fan stuff is kicking back in. See, mine happened when the Knicks were getting eliminated.
And then you brought up the Miami crowd, and it just kicked right back.
And then Miami also has that lady that always has, like, Heat stuff. Like, she always has dresses that are made on, like, Heat emblems. And you're like, how much money does she have? Because she's at every game sitting front row. And she's got Heat dresses and mini skirts and everything else.
Lawrence, Stephen A. Smith is undeniably good, entertaining at what he does as an opinionist and a performance artist, okay?
He tends to be loud, wrong, and take pointlessly dramatic pauses.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
He
John Oliver nailed that.
His daughter out last week, and she was hilarious.
Okay. I
believe she was answering phones for Hit and Run.
Stephen A., I mean, if you like him as an opinionist on the TV shows and a performance artist, good for you. I do not, but that's okay. I get it. But when it comes to legitimate big-time sports content, like the games themselves, he has no place. No place. Because authenticity and intellectual credibility is no longer part of his persona. It's gone. To me, it is just gone. That's the price you pay for doing what he does. And he's so clearly wanting it to be about him. I found it incredibly distracting. This was pregame. And shout out to Bob Myers, who with a great line at the end to knock it home.
Knock down a few threes.
Can I say this on national television?
Yeah, sure.
You say what you want. From a basketball standpoint, I'm not disagreeing with Perk per se, but he's really annoying me today. And I'm going to tell you why Perk is annoying me. Because this is a man that is a champion. You're talking about a game seven, and he's talking about a game seven like, you know what? Hey, Cat's just going to step up. No, somebody's palms are going to get sweaty. Backside going to get tight. Somebody. It always happens in a game seven. Now, I don't know who's going to do it, but he acts like everybody that's been producing all year long, come game seven, it's no different. It's no different. It's very, very, very different. And he knows this because he's a champion. And not only that, when they lost in game seven, you were injured. You didn't play. Had you played, you might have beat the Lakers. It's a big deal.
Perk.
It's a game seven.
Can I defend your honor here?
No,
I don't think we got time. Just because you yell something doesn't mean it's true.
He tends to be loud, wrong, and take pointlessly dramatic pauses.
Just because you yell something doesn't mean it's true.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody cares about you versus Kendrick Perkins. Nobody. That we're here at game seven of the NBA Finals, man. It is not about you.
By the way, I meant to tell Tanny to flag this, but Malika Andrews's essay going into the beginning of the game broadcast, I thought was really beautiful. And it showed off her ability to write. Like, she used to write for the Tribune. But I was like, man, it's not like the same type of bigness that you would get like from a produced piece, but for someone sitting there at the desk, like talking about how these teams got here.
Good.
Well, she should have been louder. She should have went after someone.
Yes.
And maybe we'd be playing it
yes,
right now.
I agree, Tanny. I agree. Hey,
who cares about positivity and eloquence and doing your job at a high level?
It's about the games, though, man. I'm sure Malika's piece was lovely.
It was really beautiful.
She focused on the teams and the games.
And I thought the way that they did it, too, where they kind of had like the four shot, and then they kind of, the director was like, all right, let's go. Let's focus in on her. And then she got the essay off, and then went right to Mike Breen. And I was like, that's the way that it's supposed
to
look.
That's awesome. Because the thing about Barkley and Shaq and Kenny is you know they love ball. They love hoops.
Too.
And Ernie. And they can all just sit back sometimes and let the basketball be the star. Like the game and the teams can be the star. Stephen A. doesn't do that. And I don't want to watch him not do that. I had to turn off halftime. I couldn't even hang with halftime.
Well, they got a lot of problems with halftime, which we hope are going to be fixed because the TNT crew is going to be doing the halftimes now.
Stephen A. will be gone, and that's a big part of what's going to fix it. Get off my TV.
They've got to figure out how to spot load halftime because I need space for people to do their thing. It's an inventory issue, and we'll see if ESPN figures it out. Look, I've hosted shows. You've hosted shows with athletes. And yes, I would say that we're in a position to maybe know a little bit more than the average fan. But when it comes to real analysis inside of a game broadcast, not talk shows.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, this is a game, man.
Inside of a game broadcast, it's my opinion that people like us should probably fall back. So him even being on the dais with Perk and with Bob, it seems odd. And I get that you want to add in the idea of someone kind of giving their opinion on things. And I always felt it was weird when it was him on there and Wilbon on there. I thought it was strange that they were both there because ESPN has their pick of ex-players that they can put up there to give you a more well-rounded view of how all of this goes. And look, there's a place for the amount of history and connections that people like Stephen A. and Michael Wilbon have. I just don't know if it's necessary, if it serves the viewer in that particular space.
I think it does not. I think it does not serve them, does serve the viewer on the game broadcast when I'm there to learn about it. I there was more at halftime, Tanny tells me, because it started and I was like, I can't. I just can't do it. I'd rather find some other way to think about this game or some other thing. Who's he yelling at? Was he yelling at Kendrick Perkins again?
Oh, anyone is periphery, yeah.
Other Pacers have stepped up and they've answered the call. They're not going down without a fight. It's up to OKC to take it from them. Even without Halliburton, they're letting you know, we believe we can beat y'all, and OKC is going to have to answer that call. And as far as I'm concerned, they have it. Even when Halliburton goes down, that's like shark in blood-infested waters. I'm looking for the sharks on OKC. I don't see them outside of OKC, outside of Shea right now. He's not getting the help he needs right now. And if he doesn't get it, yeah. OKC is not winning this game.
Quit yelling.
Seriously, Farmio. So wait, your concern about the spot load, it's Turner, though, right? It's Turner and NBC.
No, it's ESPN. Turner's producing it, but it's going to be on ESPN.
All right, I'm confused by that. So, and for NBA Finals, even?
I don't know what the choice is for the finals, but they're going to be the halftime show for ESPN. They're going over to ESPN.
Yes.
But I believe it's still going to emanate from Atlanta and that Turner's going to produce it.
I thought it was NBC.
Well, NBC also has a contract with the NBA.
So some of the NBA and some of the ESPN. So yeah. It'll be these guys for ESPN.
Yes.
So I get my Stephen A. removal wish.
Yes, for now. I mean, he's their most popular personality.
I
think that a lot of what we've seen over the last couple of years, quite honestly, is just a guy who's been asked to do too much. But when you make $20 million a year, your company is going to ask you to do a lot of things. Yeah. I think that they have, when it comes to the TV stuff, I think they have asked too much of him and McAfee and Greeny.
Well, and
they're clearly like, that's who they're saying these are our three most popular people, and that's cool.
Yeah, that's fine, but they've lost sight of what a game broadcast is actually supposed to be and what people actually want. And maybe part of it is like they have concerns about market size and all that.
I don't know.
It's probably Stephen A. If it was Knicks and Golden State, it's probably still Stephen A. And I wish to hell it wasn't.
Their NBA, so they do the NBA Live show and then NFL Live. We always joke about NFL Live when we see Laura Rutledge, right? Because she's also one of the best studio hosts in our business.
And then there's all these other shows that have people who are decidedly not Laura Rutledge.
Right. But on the NBA Live, like that show with Malika and Wendy and Perk and Shanae, I think is a really good basketball show. And it's because everyone serves a purpose. Malika serves the purpose of being the MC. She is setting everyone up. Wendy is your information guy. And that's where a normie like us, like, that's kind of the role that we should probably have on a broadcast.
A NARP. Being,
yeah.
A non-athletic regular person.
You're there to kind of provide information.
That's cool.
And then you have Chiney, who played in the WNBA mm-hmm. and does color analysis, and you have Perk, who played in the NBA. That's a well-rounded thing. The thing that they, when they're broadcast on the WNBA, where it's L and Chiney, and I forget, what's the young lady's name? She's really good, played guard at Tennessee. That they're really good at, let's do breakdowns. And I don't know, like, it sometimes though, Spiegs, honestly, I think that we might have a different view than the average person because of what we do.
I don't think so. I really don't. I think that ESPN decided back when they had Wilbon and they had Bill Simmons on their NBA Finals roundtable that they wanted personalities. And I don't think that's the right way to go. And I don't think it's necessary to do that. You can do that for your extended pregame. And
Andrea Carter, thank you very much, Texter.
And you can do it for all the other ways. But, like, I want to know what the players are thinking, what the coaches are thinking from people who have been in those spots. And I'd like to know what the basketball X's and O's are as well. Like, there's a way to still talk about the humanitarian nature of it. And if those people are brave enough to call out some performance or some tightness, that would be great. What I don't need is a bloviator making it about himself versus another person, because that's not what a game broadcast is about.
It's been a long time since I've produced any television. I just think that there's a way to, if you have to, if you're ESPN and you're like, man, Stephen A. is our most popular personality, we have to have him involved, I think there's a way to do it. I don't think that it's him on the dais. I think that you can move it along and you can say, all right, this is Stephen A.'s take, or whatever you want to call it, where he is off by himself. And
sure.
And he then gives something.
You want to do that?
That you know what I mean?
I'm down with that. And then go back to the crew and say, does any of that actually resonate or matter? And you let them say yes
absolutely.
Or no. Absolutely. I'm down with that.
Absolutely. Like, that, it's, I don't know, man. Like, whenever I look at it, I think the pregame shows and postgame shows have become so bloated. I think there are too many people, which means that there's less really great conversation because so many people have to kind of jump in. And then when you're talking about halftime, where you do only have really 10 minutes where you can program it, it makes it even more difficult to get it right. Like, I look at some of the choices that are made nationally when it comes to football coverage, and you go, man, there are five people on this panel. Well, how am I going to get, unless you're really good at directing it, and Kurt Menefee, for example, is really good at saying, okay, Terry, tell me about what's happening with blah, 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 who's playing quarterback. Unless you have someone who is so good at moving the ball around, it can feel like you're just kind of sitting there waiting to get to the next commercial. I think there's a lot of ways to make it better, but people haven't quite figured it out yet, and they want to put their personalities up front.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that too, but I also get your fatigue with it. There have been plenty of moments where I'm like, I got to hit the mute button right now.
Yeah, it's and that's where I was last night. I look forward to him being removed from some NBA big time game broadcasts. There's the matter of what to learn from these teams and how they went about doing it. You know, how they went about getting here in a copycat sports environment. Will the Bulls learn the right things or the wrong things from the way these teams got here? We'll talk about it next. Lawrence has some ideas on that. It's Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spiegel and Holmes Show Flashback. Flashback.
Speaking of changing the culture, Casey, last month you reported that the Bulls at the end of this season, whenever it is over, and sooner the better, will seek an empowered presence in the front office and add somebody to kind of as a decision maker. What level, that remains to be seen. You also addressed this week in your mailbag on NBC Sports Chicago the likelihood, or maybe the far-fetched idea of Sam Presti being that guy. What are the chances and how difficult would that be?
He can be number one on your list. If you want to completely, you know, energize a fan base and change a culture, you land a big name guy like a Sam Presti or a Masai Ujiri. Look, all it takes is ownership to think they have an opportunity to land a guy like that and then change their philosophy on paying $8, $9, $10 million a year. I'll believe that when I see it.
Oh, KC telling us what might have been. That was back in 2020. It is a Spiegel and Holmes show. By the way, we are giving away Windy City Smokeout tickets. Did you know this?
I did not know this.
If you check out this here show from 2 to 6, we're going to give you an opportunity to win general admission tickets to the Windy City Smokeout on Saturday, July 12th. Performances include Kane Brown, Megan Maroney, and more. For tickets and information, visit WindyCitySmokeout.com.
That's a very fun country event I have attended with the lady before.
Oh, yeah?
As one does, when the lady loves something, you attend, damn it.
I know our friend Layla Rahimi is a big fan of the Windy City Smokeout as well.
I saw Layla there, in fact, at the one that I attended. You're exactly right. So, yeah, it's a thing.
We're going to give away tickets, so keep this number in mind. Don't call now. Just keep this in mind. 312-540-0670.
So, Sam Presti was a target, was the idealized target, and, of course, KC elucidating exactly what the Bulls would not do, which is rise up, give somebody like that all the power and all the money, which the Bears just did for a head coach, and we're all celebrating that new era, which the Cubs did for Theo Epstein in 2012.
What the Bears did for a team president.
Yeah, Bears absolutely did it for a team president. Went and got a guy. It's what the Blackhawks did way back when for Stan Bowman and Scotty Bowman. Like, go to a rival, steal someone great, give them a higher title and a huge pile of money, and let them go. And that might have worked out.
Looking at what Sam Presti has done has been incredible, and they're still in great shape. Like, they're in great shape. Cap-wise, they're in great shape. Draft-wise, assets upon assets upon assets.
It's
plus,
insane what they have.
They've also gotten it right. Like, the player personnel aspect of it, the player development part of it.
Jalen Williams at 10, keeping Lu Dort and having him comfortably pivot to 3-and-D. It's a guy who averaged, I think, 17, 18 points a game one year.
Looking at Chet Holmgren and going, you know what? Maybe the body does scare a lot of people, but we've got ways that we're going to use him, and then he ends up being a super valuable piece on a championship team.
Giving up Josh Giddey a year before they were going to have to make a decision and ending up with one of the great defenders in the game, and Alex Caruso.
Yeah. Now Alex Caruso now has two championships. Yeah.
Yep. Well, at least the Bulls got one of those valued draft assets from Oklahoma City, didn't they, in the deal? Did they not? Hold on. That doesn't seem right.
Are you checking that?
I'm checking that right now.
Somebody's reading Wikipedia.
Alex, do we have that? What'd they get? Josh Giddey and... Oh, no picks. My bad, no picks.
And they're probably going to give Josh Giddey $30 million a year.
Oof. Good luck with that.
Yeah, I don't like it. Don't like it at all.
All right, so you're worried that the Bulls are going to learn the wrong lessons?
Yeah, I'm worried and I'm because of, you know, history being prologue here. I'm worried that what Arturis Karnišovas and Mark Eversley are going to see is not how, even though they had the chance to draft Tyrese Halliburton, they're not going to look at how the Pacers were necessarily built. They're going to look and go, oh, they were the 4 seed. Would you look at that? A 4 seed.
Got all the way to game 7.
All the way to game 7 of the finals. And Speaks, why do I feel that way? Because what have they told us before? They have told us before, well, play-in team made it all the way to the NBA championship. They can now use this as, see, we can, I'm not wrong. I'm not wrong. They did that.
I want you to be wrong.
I want me to be wrong, too. I really would like for the Bulls to be competitive again.
Also, in general, I'd like you to be wrong more often. I think it's entertaining.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right. Like, I just... Well, that's how you end up getting a take monster. That's how you end up getting an opinionista who's in screaming at halftime during the NBA Finals.
Well, I wasn't going to give you that job.
If you want, I know
you already put yourself up for it.
I can play that role if you'd like for me to. I don't think you want that.
No, I just want you to be you.
This is just me.
Yeah, yeah, it's good. It's good. I like it.
No notes, except for the one.
Except for the one. I just want you to be wrong a little more often. Or maybe I just need to point it out. You know what I mean?
Sure, I'm okay with that.
You okay with that? All right, let's lean into it. Tanny, do you have all the times Lawrence has been wrong? You got that supercut?
Actually, I do. It's 0 seconds long. It's never happened.
Damn it!
Are you sure you want to live that life again, Speaks, with a take monster?
Oh, the take monster.
I mean, I could point out some of the stuff I've been right about.
You? I wouldn't expect you to do that.
I mean, we could talk about PCA bunting again if that's what you wanted to.
Oh, see, look at that.
See if you wanted to get into that.
He's coming at me. I didn't say he was good at it. I just said he should be good at it. Should be doing it.
Hey, there's a texter who clearly agreed with you.
What's that?
Because there was a texter who's like, you guys have been talking about Kyle Tucker over the last 30 days. What about PCA? And I'm like, PCA's been slugging .562 over the last 30 games. Yeah, what do you want from him?
He's a cleanup hitter on a team that's 14 games over .500.
He's probably never going to be a great hitter because he swings a lot, but there's the chance for him to be a great slugger.
You know who he's got some of in his profile? Kirby Puckett and Vladimir Guerrero Sr. in terms of, I don't care where the ball is.
I'm
going to
hit it.
I am going to hit it. And see, he is a C-ball, swing the crap out of the bat and hit that ball guy.
He's still developing as a player, so maybe I'll be wrong about that. But I think that he's probably more slugger than he is hitter. Yeah. I don't know if PCA will ever hit 300, but I think that PCA clearly can be a guy that can hit you 35 home runs.
And I don't know if he'll ever walk 70 times in a season.
Yeah. But you know, you get caught up in like the profile of like, well, that guy's not that big and he's really, really fast.
Right.
You know,
no.
I get it. I get where people are coming from. But back to the basketball.
Yes.
I just feel like when they look, they should be looking at Oklahoma City. They should be looking at Indiana. They should be looking at the rest of the Eastern Conference that they're trying to catch up with and look for answers and not kind of look for luck. What does Danny always say? That luck is not a strategy?
Hope is not a plan.
Hope is not a plan. Yeah, luck is not a strategy.
When Jed said the hope and the plan is for Matt Shaw to come back, it was like, wait, hope is not a plan, but the hope was the plan.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of Cubs, by the way, there's a little move. Nate Pearson has been optioned back to AAA.
Oh.
And they selected the contract of somebody who's been in the minor league system, the former Tigers starting pitcher, former Cubs reliever, back with them again, Michael Fulmer is going to be in the Cubs bullpen.
Okay.
Sure. Why not?
You got to keep trying. You have to keep trying.
Roster churn, roll churn.
You got to pull the arm and just say, let's see what happens. Yeah, let's see if this is the spin where we get the, what's it at the end of Ocean's 13, Tanny?
The Lou Gehrig.
I didn't get, go ahead, Speaks. I didn't get that far to the Ocean's.
It's not 13, it's 11, right?
No, 13 is the one where they terrorize the guy, and at the end of it, he gets the.
Spoiler alert, I haven't seen it yet.
That's 11.
Oh, is that 11?
Yeah, it's the first one. Yeah,
I thought it was 13.
It's David Paymer.
That's right.
The actor David Paymer is like, I gave him a Lou Gehrig at the airport. I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
$11 million, man.
Can you imagine just pulling that lever?
I imagine every time we go out to Circa. Every time we go to Circa and I'm in the airport, I'm like, maybe there is a loose slot here that I could win some money and I'll just stay here for a while.
But loose slot is never there. That guy doesn't even travel with us anymore.
No, he's usually back at the hotel in the back, though.
Good old Lou. The whole slot family is back there.
Yes, it is. One more thing about the finals.
Yes, please.
I, as a 50-year-old, and this fear started probably the last couple of years, I do a lot of miles. I get a lot of steps in every day. I spend a lot of time on the elliptical. And the thing that I fear, the injury that I fear most is an Achilles rupture. Because I put a lot of miles on, and I felt terrible for Tyrese Halliburton last night. Once you hear calf strain, like serious calf strain, your mind immediately goes to that guy's Achilles is probably going to pop.
And it snapped. You saw there's slow-mo.
You saw
of
the
it.
Vibration of it all the way up the leg. Doug Buffone had this, and he talked about how when his went in a game, he wanted to go back in because it's Doug and it's the Bears of the 70s. Was it Fred Cato? Where Fred Cato was like, look at the back of your leg. And you could see that it's like a rubber band. Like that rubber band had snapped. And it was just there at the bottom of his foot.
My dad tore his in his 50s, tore his Achilles playing tennis. And he said it snapped and rolled up the calf and was just sitting there like a little racquetball. All rolled up, racquetball-sized hump there in the middle of the calf. I spoke to a doctor before the show because we were talking about this, Lawrence, and it's a sports medicine expert, suffice to say. And he said if you look at these Achilles injuries, they all kind of happen the same way. Jason Tatum, Halliburton, Durant's Achilles, and even Kobe's back in the day when Kobe had knee issues and then came back and tried to play through it and he got the Achilles. It's when your leg is in the terminal position, he said, where the full leg extension is straight and then there's force that's added in.
You're pushing off.
You're pushing off or you're getting ready to jump. That's when the Achilles pops. And because you asked a question. You asked the question.
I got two questions. One of them is, does the footwear matter? And that's been a big thing today is that people have been talking about the idea of guys are wearing three quarters or low tops instead of high tops.
Mm-hmm.
The other question is, let's say Halliburton doesn't play game seven, that he did his job in game six. He sits on the couch and rehabs for the entire summer.
It's so impossible to ask someone to do that.
Of course it is. And he wears a boot. Is he less likely or how less likely is he to pop the Achilles if he just went on rest between now and October?
I was told it is less likely that he will pop the Achilles. They can't guarantee it. They don't know for sure. But you look around and they've all been talking about it. The sports medicine community has been talking about it quite a bit. And of course, a leg weakened by a calf injury or even a thigh injury or a knee injury when the body is trying to compensate is more susceptible to this kind of thing. And there have been enough now. The Pacers have three different players have torn the Achilles on the Pacers alone.
Yeah, the amount of miles that guys are getting in plays a huge role in it. It's too bad, and I appreciate him, and I think Indiana appreciates him going out there and trying, and all of us, like everyone who was watching was just like, oh my God, like this, he had done really well of kind of protecting it until that moment, like playing within himself, and it's too bad. They'll be back, not next year, but the year after when he's healthy, they will be a dangerous team. By the way, you're going to hate this.
Yeah.
I was right. It was Ocean's 13.
Oh. What?
Tanny, you can go ahead and put that one on the list, too.
No way.
Yeah, it was the one where they terrorized him throughout. Remember, it's not at the end of Ocean's 11, the end of Ocean's 13. By the way, if people who only saw the newer version of Ocean's 11, you should go back and watch the original. The original is great. And the
is it really?
Yes.
I always thought the original was supposedly just an absolute mess. It was like they all just got together for a party, the whole Rat Pack.
They did. But I found the ending more satisfying. That's a tease.
All right. Well, good. I at the top of the hour, we're going to talk to Chris Ronji on all things.
I like him. He's handsome.
St. Louis. We can get him to explain why St. Louis sucks. So I'm looking forward to that.
Wow.
And we'll talk Cubs, Cardinals. I got to throw a PCA thing back at you and see if I'm too intergalactic. I promise I'm not high.
Intergalactic planetary.
Very nice. But I want to throw this at you when we come back before the Ranger. It's here. It's Spiegel and Holmes on the Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's like we're watching a movie starring Pete Crow Armstrong in this eighth inning.
I don't want to be the star of a movie, if I'm being quite honest with you. I would rather it be some funny montage of the whole the whole team and what we've done as a collective. You know, I think that's that would be the ultimate reward. So that's how I'd want our movie to end here is sometime after October when we can, you know, spend a little extra time in Chicago having some fun celebrating something.
That's Pete Crow Armstrong talking with Mully and Haw on Friday about, I don't need to be the center of attention. I just want to be a part of this thing.
Well, that's lovely. But he is the center of attention often because the skill set is such, the production is such.
And some flair. He's got some flair.
So much flair and so much joy. I was talking about it last week and I realized over the weekend, and then talked a little bit about it on Hit and Run yesterday.
He never walks around like he, we call him the Dig Me.
Oh, he is. He is. But he's a star. And we all know we're seeing like the birth of a star, the birth of a superstar. And I realized that like the best way for me to think about it, I just wanted to offer you this context, is the literal galactic
birth of a
star nurseries that we have seen some images of. In 2007, the telescope was able to like capture, I think it's the Spitzer telescope captured what they call the Elephant Trunk Nebula. And maybe you remember, but like it was like, oh, this is where stars are born. And it's like it's purple and it's greenish blue and it's like it's beautiful and mysterious and intergalactic.
Planetary.
And I realize that's the way that every time I'm talking about it, I feel like this year, as we've watched Pete show up and play the way he has and rise to the moment and have the reaction of the fans and the relationship with everybody, it's like that intergalactic star nursery that we're actually seeing in real time.
Welcome to Cosmos. Hosted by Matt Spiegel.
No, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
And Neil deGrasse Tyson. Carl Sagan.
And Carl Sagan, the OG.
Yeah.
But it made me
his
all this
mentor.
Yes. Yes. But all this talk, it just makes me want to go back to the Adler Planetarium.
It's right out there.
It's the best, it's, man.
God, the view from the planetarium up downtown is spectacular, and more people need to take advantage of it.
But the space movies, man. The space movies in there. And you don't have to be high, people. You don't. You just feel like you are. Telling you.
Honestly, tonight I think I'm going to go home, take an edible, go back and listen to this segment on the Odyssey app.
You're welcome, Alex. You're welcome.
Intergalactic, man.
Oh, dude, man.
Bro.
It's where stars are born, man.
Something about Elephant Trunk or something, man.
Hey, yo.
There's a nebula.
And Spitzer, which, you know, can also get you in trouble.
Yeah, stay offline.
Because of some of the stuff he was.
Don't send pictures,
folks.
There's
a lot there.
There's a lot to chew on.
So to speak.
I mean, don't chew on it unless
you want to. We don't kink shame here.
No, I guess we don't. I guess we don't.
We really don't.
Alex,
at least I don't.
You let me know how your time at the Adler while listening to this segment goes for you, okay?
And here's what you do,
we'll
Alex.
Talk about it at the meeting tomorrow.
Here's what you do. You just lay on the grass and look up.
Dude.
Just look up,
man, late at night. Got to drive out for a little while. You know,
just look up, bro.
You'll see, if you look hard enough, you'll see the birth of stars.
Speaking of the birth of stars, Chris Ranji joins us next to talk Cardinals on The Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.